T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Ian had the story earlier today about Freddie Kitchens not being given permission to interview with other teams for an OC position. Ian, how many teams are interested, as far as you know, in talking to Freddie Kitchens about an OC job?
I was told multiple. Now, the actual teams, I don't know, but I do know which teams have openings right now. So we know the Lions, we know the Jaguars, we know the Falcons. I don't know which of those teams, you know, obviously the teams with sitting head coaches. I don't know which of the teams specifically requested him, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was all of them. And, you know, this is sort of, it's always a game of musical chairs as far as, like, when you can hire guys, who's available, who's under contract, who can actually interview, what position, what permission do you need. It's all of that. And I do think this was these were teams taking a shot and saying, maybe I can just get a really good OC right away. And the Browns saying, we're just not ready to let him out just yet, if at all.
Ian, do you expect any other teams to interview Freddie Kitchens for their head coaching role?
I have not heard that specifically. I wouldn't be surprised just based on, I mean, you know, the Browns are interviewing Kevin Stefanski actually today, I think. Browns are interviewing Kevin Stefanski, and he basically is in the same situation as Kitchens, veteran coach, respected, was a quarterback guy who then became an interim OC, and the Browns are interviewing him. So I wouldn't be surprised if others interviewed Kitchens. I just have not heard yet. And what's interesting to me is, like, he's always been someone that other coaches liked and respected because he's very honest and it's kind of funny. And he's got really good quarterback resume. He just never quite kind of picked up steam as a head coach, and I wasn't sure, or as a head coach candidate, and I wasn't sure why. It's interesting now that his star is kind of on the rise when he's really been doing the same thing that he's been doing the last, like, 8 or so years.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network with us. Ian, as far as you know, has any team expressed interest in Greg Williams for any position?
Well, no, Greg Williams did say that he was offered all of them.
That's true, but we don't believe it, do we?
Oh, well, if we're going to go with truth,
yeah.
No. I will say this. I don't specifically know. Maybe someone else does, or maybe it's out there, but I've not heard of him interviewing anywhere else for the head coaching job except for the Browns.
Do you think he's got a shot at all of getting this job, or was that just a formality, a courtesy to him?
I think it's a really good thing that they interview him because he did great work as an interim. I mean, 6-2 or whatever the team ended up. I mean, I think he earned a head coach interview. As far as actually getting the job, it doesn't feel like that. I'd be really surprised. But that doesn't minimize the job that he did, you know, kind of stepping in and really just leading a sort of resurgent team over the second half. I think he should get other head coach interviews. I just don't think it's going to be with, you know, I don't think he's going to get the Cleveland job now.
We're talking with Ian Rappaport. So it seems obvious to us that Freddie Kitchens is a higher priority with the Browns. Do you think there's a chance that Freddie Kitchens gets the head coaching job with the Browns?
Yes, I do think there's a chance. You know, I wouldn't say he's like a favorite or anything, but, you know, think of the things you're looking for as a head coach, right? I mean, it's the great football prowess. Okay, I mean, I think anyone with eyeballs can see the job he did on offense. He's got a great relationship with Baker, but also tells him the truth, which is important too. He has dealt with a lot of stuff,
yep.
You know, from personal health things to, and obviously he's healthy now, but I'm just saying, like, he's dealt with that. He's dealt with firings. He's dealt with hirings. He's dealt with difficult team situations. He always does it with, like, a smile on his face and is able to kind of weather the storms really well. He leads well. I mean, he's, you know, of all the candidates they're looking at, you know, he kind of checks all the boxes. He just happens to be right in their backyard. So, I mean, and he's got as much experience as anyone. So I don't see why he wouldn't be a good candidate.
You know, it seems like the Browns are interviewing a ton of guys. I mean, who knows? It could be 10 candidates when this is all said and done. Yeah. Maybe more. I don't know. Is this just John Dorsey doing his due diligence, gathering intel for future hires or for things down the road? Or I mean, is this really wide open? I mean, do you think he's got one or two guys in mind? We're just curious as to, you know, why so many candidates?
I haven't got the sense that he sort of has like one or two guys in mind and is just interviewing others. You know, like... And I don't know if anybody does. Maybe the Broncos, who are going to do like a shorter search, but it's really just there's so many candidates. It's so wide open. There's no like hot candidate this year that I think everyone's kind of going about it the same way, which is like let's just talk to a lot of people and we'll see what happens. So I've definitely not gotten the sense that. That the Browns have like one guy in mind.
Mm-hmm. You think this could be a lengthy search? Like, could this go into the Senior Bowl? You think this will be done in a week or so?
I will jump off a bridge if it goes into the Senior Bowl, because that means all the others are too.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean
it couldn't happen.
God, no. But yes, I'm sure it's possible.
Ian Rapoport, NFL Network. Ian, is the Browns' job the best job of the eight?
It is a very, very, very good job. I wouldn't say there's like a consensus because the Jets job for some people is really good. The New York market is not for everyone. So I think that's kind of shy of that. You know, but the Browns, I mean, they have a great quarterback. They got a great group of talent, a fan base where if you win, you will be loved and at the very least respected. There's a lot to like about the Cleveland job. The Packers job sort of has the mystique of being, well, you know, like there's a lot of candidates who will say, like, I don't even really want the job, but obviously I'm going to interview because it's the Packers.
Right.
You know, you don't get that anywhere else. So I would say the Browns, the Jets, and the Packers are kind of 1, 2, 3, depending on how you rank them. But I'll say this, the Browns have had, you know, unfortunately, a lot of head coach searches. This is the best position they've ever been in to hire a great coach.
No doubt. We're talking with Ian Rapoport, NFL Network. Of all the names you've heard connected to the Browns, like who are these? You know, we're hearing a lot of the same guys for different teams. Who do you who's creating the most buzz right now?
I don't know. I mean, that's the media buzz is sort of different from like what teams actually think. They've only started now interviewing guys, so you know, I mean, I would say like Adam Gase is probably creating the most media buzz,
right?
But I wouldn't say that there's any candidate that's kind of wowing everyone because the interviews are really just getting started.
Fair enough. We're talking with Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network. Ian, do you you talked about the Broncos search being a little smaller. But what about these other teams? Does anybody have any feel for any of the eight jobs right now? Like who are the candidates that you think are definitely going to get a job when the musical chair stops?
By this point, I'm usually not able to say, like, all right, this team wants to hire this guy. Maybe
right.
One, but I don't have any this
Nothing.
Year. The guys who I think are probably going to get jobs, I think Mike Munchak gets a job. I think Brian Flores gets a job. If Mike McCarthy wants one, I think he definitely gets a job. I think Gase gets a job. I do think Jim Caldwell probably gets a job and should get a job. Everyone else, I would say there's some, you know, Chris Richard has a good shot. Eric Bieniemy has a good shot. There's definitely something to like. Those are the ones I think have a good shot of getting them.
Do you think the most likely scenario for the Browns is that they end up hiring a coach and keeping Freddie Kitchens as their OC?
Unless he gets the head coaching job.
Right, sure.
But I don't believe that they are forcing Kitchens on a candidate.
Okay.
I think they want to give him the opportunity to keep him. And, like, why wouldn't you keep him unless you just believe in a completely different offensive system, although you've seen a million of them, so I don't know, even that. But I don't think there's a mandate, but I do think they want to give the head coach the option.
Ian, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Ian Rapoport, NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.